You're listening to Business Matters.
Welcome. This is Business Matters from the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce. I'm Simon Brackley from the Chamber. I'm here every week speaking with local business people, speaking with chamber members about their businesses and projects and nonprofits. In just a second, I'm going to be speaking with Jasmine Collins about Santa Fe Fashion Week, which is coming up, which is really exciting. First, I want to thank Dave Hayduck, who substituted for me last week. I was out of town on travel, and Dave hosted the show. I want to thank him, and I'm sure he talked about HK Advertising, which is his company locally. Dave's a super guy, very involved in the community, and want to thank him for taking the time for filling in. Chamber events coming up on November 2nd, next Friday. We have Business Over Breakfast. We will be at the McGee Memorial Chapel over on Louisa Street. So breakfast at the Memorial Chapel. It's going to be interesting to learn about their business. It starts at 8:30, and we need an RSVP to 988-3279. And then on Thursday, November 15th, we are hosting a very special Business After Hours trade show at Buffalo Thunder. We will be at the Hilton Buffalo Thunder Resort and Spa on Thursday, November 15th. It starts at 5:30. We've just done a very successful membership drive, and all of our new members will get an opportunity to have a booth and showcase their businesses. It's free. It's at Thursday, November 15th, Buffalo Thunder, Business After Hours. And I want to spend just 1 second talking about the proposed community workforce agreement, which is the issue around the contract to issue the contract for the construction that's going to be happening at the rail yard. There's a piece of legislation which requires that only union contractors can work on that project. We think that's a bad idea. We think that's going to drive jobs out of Santa Fe, and it's also going to cost the taxpayers more. So we are asking the City Council to repeal the CWA, the Community Workforce Agreement. They're going to hear it at City Council meeting on Tuesday. And I would just encourage you, if you're listening, you don't want your your tax dollars to go to Albuquerque, to call your local councilor and ask them to repeal the agreement. We don't think it's a good idea. My first guest today is Jasmine Collins, who is with Santa Fe Fashion Week. Welcome, Jasmine.
Thank you.
So tell us, what is Santa Fe Fashion Week?
Santa Fe Fashion Week is an exciting place for fashion designers and local boutiques to get exposed, as well as the general public.
And who would be a good person to attend the Fashion Week? Someone who is a designer, of course, but also people in the business in terms of makeup folks,
makeup artists, models,
costumers,
the general public, anybody who's interested in fashion. We've got a ton of different fashion designers, not only here locally, but also from throughout the nation. So it'd be a great opportunity for boutique owners or retailers to come in and get involved and see what's going on in the fashion world, especially here in Santa Fe.
And before we came on the air, we were chatting about Santa Fe Community College, because I had the opportunity some months ago to go and see a fashion show that they were putting on at the community college. And there's some really talented young people here who are exploring that creative world and getting into the world of fashion. Why did you pick Santa Fe to host this event?
You know, Santa Fe and the Southwestern look, it is so iconic. And you can distinguish it whether you're here in the United States, in Japan, South America. People are very familiar with the Southwestern look. And fashion weeks happen throughout the nation, you know, throughout the world,
sure,
in different cities. So, mm-hmm. You know, it's just a great time for Santa Fe to get involved, for people here locally to get involved and bring exposure to fashion and the fashion industry with the great programs, as you were mentioning, you know, through the community colleges, through other art and design colleges. We want to serve as an inspiration to those who are taking those courses, you know, be it in fashion or makeup artistry, costuming, etc.
So you're really taking advantage of Santa Fe's reputation as a worldwide creative destination. We're known for creativity in so many different ways, whether it's painting, sculpture, jewelry, architecture, design, those kind of things, and really highlighting the talent locally in terms of the fashion world.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So how did it get started? When did you start planning the week? And we should also mention when it is and where it is.
Absolutely. We actually got started with a group of people, a small group of people who are involved in fashion and film and whatnot. And it started with an idea, a thought, and the fact that we don't have a fashion week in New Mexico. Santa Fe being our capital, being, again, so iconic, was just a no-brainer. It was a perfect fit for it. So, you know, like I said, it started with an idea, a thought, and it grew from there.
So let's mention when and where.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay, as far as the dates, on November 8th, we will have a meet and greet. Doors will open at 7 p.m. for all days. The 9th, 10th, and 11th are the actual fashion shows. Again, doors open at 7 o'clock. At 10 p.m., we will have an after party for each runway show.
So it's an evening event, each evening for those 4 days, starting on Thursday the 8th.
Correct.
And at Buffalo Thunder.
At Buffalo Thunder.
Excellent. So you mentioned fashion shows. So there'll be runways set up and music and...
Runway set up. We are going to have industrial dance performances by Sparrow Dance Company. It's going to be hosted by Bobby Jean Olson.
And I'm reading here from your website, you're going to have boots and jewelry, fashion paintings, which sounds interesting. What exactly is that?
We are actually going to be showcasing a couple of different paintings on the walls.
Okay. That's all right. And models and photographers, entertainers, vendors, sponsors, and designers. There's all kinds of opportunities for people to come out and learn and enjoy it.
There are absolutely plenty of opportunities available for vendors, any local jewelry designers or accessory makers that want to showcase their work. Definitely give us a call or log into our website and shoot us an email. www.santafefashionweek.com.
Let me talk a little bit about Santa Fe as a creative and fashion destination. Of course, we have Tom Ford, who's I think a part-time resident here in Santa Fe. He is internationally known, tremendously talented designer. What other influence would you say are here in Santa Fe? Are there any other famous designers who are located here, who have their studios here, who have taken advantage of Southwestern style in their look?
Well, we've got some throughout the state. We're going to be showcasing Crystal Rose Palacios, which is from here in Santa Fe. She's an emerging designer. We've got Gerald Laurie. He's from Albuquerque. And Rudy Lee from Santa Cruz. So we do have quite a few local inspirations and local fashion designers that are going to be showcased as well.
Now, I remember hearing in Albuquerque that there is a sort of a networking event that happens on a regular basis from people in the industry. Talk a little bit about that and your involvement in that networking group.
Absolutely. We have a networking event every Wednesday at Vintage, which is located off of Paseo del Norte. It's every Wednesday at 8 o'clock, and it's for anyone who is involved in the fashion or film industry, people who want to network and build their network community. We have photographers, we have filmmakers and models and makeup artists and talent. So several different people that show up every Wednesday.
So it's an opportunity for them to share ideas, of course, network and get work. It's all about jobs and starting businesses and that kind of thing. So it allows those people who are in the industry or have an interest in the industry to get together on a regular basis.
Yeah.
You said it's every Wednesday?
Every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday. And is it just open to the public if someone's listening?
Open to the public, very casual. You know, you just come in and you get your drink and start talking to people and really enjoy yourself and get to meet different people and faces.
Let me ask you, how you got started in the fashion industry? What's your background?
Well, I studied communications with a minor in fashion journalism. So when I moved to Albuquerque, I really, you know, just kind of started getting involved, talking to people, networking. One thing led to another, and it led me to get involved with Santa Fe Fashion Week.
And what do you enjoy about it? What are the rewards from working in the fashion industry and being involved in a big-time event like this?
The biggest reward is to know that I will be impacting the community and the economy in a positive way. Getting involved and serving as an inspiration to those students who are taking fashion courses, who really aren't exposed to a fashion week, you know, in a big city. I mean, this is a great opportunity for them to really get involved and something to aspire to.
So we really want to encourage younger people to come out and check it out. It's not something, as you say, it's not something we see very often in New Mexico or in Santa Fe. And we see it on TV and in the movies and the fashion world with the highlights. But this is an opportunity to really see some very talented people right here in our hometown.
Correct. You know, it's for young and old. Anybody who's really interested in fashion, definitely we want to encourage them to come out.
So again, it's Thursday the 8th through the 11th in the evening, starts at 7 o'clock. Where can someone get more information, or do they need to buy tickets in advance?
You can buy tickets in advance. You can go to www.santafefashionweek and purchase your tickets there.
Okay.
And definitely get more information on exactly what the event is about.
Excellent. I'm speaking with Jasmine Collins. We're talking about the first Santa Fe Fashion Week coming up at Buffalo Thunder next weekend. Starts on the 8th. Go to santafefashionweek.com for more information. You're listening to Business Matters from the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce. Our job is to represent local business, grow the local economy, and in this particular case, grow the creative economy, which is very exciting. We're going to take a break. Back in just a minute. Welcome back to Business Matters from the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce. I'm Simon Brackley from the Chamber. I'm here every week speaking with local business people about their projects and businesses and challenges and rewards. I'm speaking with Jasmine Collins, who is with Santa Fe Fashion Week. Before we continue our conversation, I just want to mention a couple of things we've got upcoming at the Chamber. We will be hosting a brown bag lunch on November the 7th about healthcare reform. This is the day after the election. I'm sure we'll all be up late watching the results. But the following day, a brown bag lunch at the new Chamber office, 1644 St. Michael's Drive. And we've got Anne Sperling from Daniels Insurance coming to talk about healthcare reform, the new mandates, what it's going to mean for local small business, how a business can start to budget to include the mandates and fees and requirements and all of the complex paperwork that's involved in the new healthcare reform package. So if you'd like to attend, it's free for Chamber members. It's $10 for non-members. We do need an RSVP to 988-3279 for the healthcare reform lunch on November the 7th. It starts at 11:45. It'll probably run until about 1:15. Also wanted to just mention the minimum wage issue, which is back in the news. Albuquerque is now considering raising their minimum wage from $7.50 to $8.50. Of course, Santa Fe is at $10.29. The Albuquerque mayor, Mayor Berry, some Albuquerque city councilors, the Albuquerque Journal, the Albuquerque Chamber of Commerce, the Albuquerque Restaurant Association have all come out against the idea of going from $7.50 to $8.50. But meanwhile, in Santa Fe, we're already at $10.29, and we're headed up again from here. We have a piece of the legislation in Santa Fe that increases the minimum wage every January by the cost of living, and there's no ceiling on this mandated minimum. It's already at $10.29, with 27% higher than the rest of the state. It could go to $12 or $15 or $20, and the only way that a business can compensate, of course, is to raise prices. There's only two ways that a business can stay and can survive. One is to cut costs, and one is to raise prices. If we continue to raise prices, it's going to make us less and less competitive. We're already looking at $15 hamburgers. They could go to $25 if we don't start to cap this minimum wage. We are becoming less and less competitive with the rest of the state, less and less competitive with the rest of the country. It's a very difficult economic time, and the Chamber is asking the City Council to put a cap on it. Cap at $10.29, unhook it from the cost of living index, and let's assess the consequences of this wage. We've already seen youth unemployment go above 20%. We've seen a number of businesses closing in town. We've seen hiring go down, overtime being cut, benefits being cut. There's a lot of consequences to this mandated minimum of 1029. And so we are asking the council to pause, take a look, freeze it at the current rate, and look at the consequences of where we are. So just a little politics about the minimum wage. I talked earlier about the community workforce agreement. That's something else that we would like to see repealed. We think it's going to drive jobs out of Santa Fe. Our mission as a chamber is to grow the local economy, create jobs, serve as the voice of business. And that's what we'd like to do, is to see local businesses thrive. And so my guest today is Jasmine Collins. We've been talking about Santa Fe Fashion Week. And Jasmine, it's always excites me when I hear about a new creative endeavor in Santa Fe, because we're so blessed to have great photographers and artists and painters and sculptors, jewelers, furniture makers, fabric folks. There's creativity in every way. And then, of course, there's software and all of the electronic creativity as well, website design. Santa Fe University of Art and Design's doing great stuff. So the Fashion Week really has the potential to help people start businesses in town. Talk a little bit about the economic benefit and impact of fashion and how that turns into jobs.
Well, ultimately, that's our goal with Santa Fe Fashion Week, is to stimulate the economy, to inspire people to open boutiques and retail shops, designers to capitalize on their ideas and their creativity. So ultimately, that's our goal, is to really bring light to the fashion industry here in New Mexico and inspire people.
And again, it's all the peripheral stuff as well. It's not just the fashion designer, but it's the photographer and the makeup person, hair, clothes, makeup, photography. There's a lot of different pieces that go towards putting on a fashion show.
Absolutely. You have makeup artists, you have of course the designers, you have models, hairstylists. There are so many components to an event like this. You know, you have runway coordinators, producers, photographers, lighting technicians. There is so much out there, and there's so much potential in this industry.
And I also want to encourage people to take young people, take the kids, because I think that really your eye for fashion and dress up and having your own unique look, your own unique style, that starts at an early age. And of course, when you're young, when you're a teenager, you sort of have the freedom to explore that kind of creativity in the way that you present yourself and so on. So I think it's really important for young people to get involved as early as they can.
Absolutely. Definitely. We encourage all of the young folks, people that are just playing with the idea or toying with the idea of getting into any sort of industry that's going to have an impact on something like Santa Fe Fashion Week, to come and get involved.
And seeing these well-known designers will have the opportunity to inspire people, whether it's really cutting-edge kind of clothing and style, or something perhaps more classic and traditional.
Correct.
We were talking earlier about Tom Ford. He doesn't do wild and crazy stuff compared to some. He's just very, very elegant, very, very stylish, but also incorporates some Southwestern into his look, I think, as well.
He does. He does. And as a matter of fact, I was looking over an article not too long ago. This article was probably back from 2007, 2008. But one of the key things that he mentioned in his article is that no matter where he travels throughout the world, the Southwestern look is very distinguishable, very, very distinguishable. So, you know, whether you're in Japan, South America, people know the Southwest look.
You mentioned you had a minor in fashion when you were in college. Do you have any words of wisdom or advice for a young person who's interested in exploring a career in fashion?
Oh, my goodness. Just read, read, read. Definitely stay in tune with what's going on in the fashion industry. Take cues from the big guys. Take cues from Milan's Fashion Week, New York's Fashion Week, and so forth.
And London, of course.
London, of course.
Plug my hometown. So one more time, starts Thursday the 8th. Let's give the hours and times again.
Doors open from 7 to 8 p.m. It will end roughly about 9:30, and we will have an after party at 10 p.m. On Thursday, it's going to be a meet and greet at 7 p.m. as well.
Okay, and it all takes place at Buffalo Thunder Resort. It's coming up this next Thursday, the 8th. And the website, again, SantaFeFashionWeek.com. And can people call and email you for more information?
Absolutely. If you can call me directly, you can reach me at area code 915-667-1328, and I'd be more than happy to answer any questions.
Well, good luck with the program. We hope it goes off really well.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Jasmine Collins from Santa Fe Fashion Week. They, of course, are a member of the Chamber of Commerce. We've been helping them promote. We've got posters about the event in our office. And you can always go to santafechamber.com, search the business directory, and you'll find Santa Fe Fashion Week listed there as well. This is Business Matters. We're going to take a break. Back in a minute. Welcome back to Business Matters from the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce. I'm Simon Brackley. A reminder of our next networking events upcoming. Friday, November 2nd, we will be hosting Business Over Breakfast at McGee Memorial Chapel on Louisa Street. Starts at 8:30. We need an RSVP for that event. And then on Thursday, November 15th, a Business After Hours trade show. We will be at Buffalo Thunder. This is a showcase for our newest members. We just hosted a very successful membership drive. We welcome over 100 new members of the Chamber of Commerce, and this is an opportunity for those folks to showcase their businesses. It's a free event. It's at Buffalo Thunder. It's Thursday, November 15th. It starts at 5:30. Everyone's welcome to attend. I'm also going to invite our counterparts from Los Alamos and Española Chambers, see if we can get some of the business people from those communities to come out and join us at Buffalo Thunder. And in my mind, it's going to be kind of a kickoff for the holidays. November 15th, it's a Thursday, 5:30. Put it on your calendar. Hope to see you at that event. My next guest is Gary Warren, who is with Payday. Welcome, Gary.
Welcome. Thank you.
Tell me, what is Payday?
Payday Inc. is the largest regional provider of payroll, HR, and benefits services based in beautiful Albuquerque,
excellent,
New Mexico, so very local.
But you have a lot of clients up here in Santa Fe, I know.
We do. We actually, the whole idea with me being a part of the team is to cover northern New Mexico. So I reach as far north as Taos and Española, Los Alamos, and of course Santa Fe, New Mexico.
So let's put ourselves in the position of a small business. I used to do this in the past. You do your own payroll calculations on a Friday afternoon is typically when people do it.
Sure.
Back in my day, it was all done before spreadsheets or anything. It was pencil and paper. But what is the advantage of having an outsource provider of payroll services?
What I've encountered in talking with small business owners is a lot of them are still trying to do it either with a local bookkeeper, maybe the wife, you know, had a background in accounting and they're using QuickBooks or QuickBooks Pro or something like that. But there's a lot of aggravation in terms of the stress of having to make sure everything is correct and double check and triple check. And by outsourcing, one of the great things about Payday in particular is the talent and tenure. So we have people that have been part of the team at Payday for 17 years, some 20 years, all of them experts in their field. Most business owners want to run their business. They don't want to have to be an expert in payroll. And I've even talked to some that haven't taken a decent vacation because payroll falls to their shoulders and they want it to be done right. So we take away that burden, that stress, and we free them up to run the business and not have the headache of having to worry about how accurate is it and when is it going to be done and, you know, triple checking it or getting somebody else's eyes on it. So,
and of course, there's all those complex formulas in terms of deductions, and what I found to be complex is the continual changing. There are always changes,
yes,
whether it be the IRS, Social Security, benefits packages that may be offered, deductions in all of these areas, maintaining vacation balances,
yes,
anniversaries for different people. People have birthday funds. They have so mm-hmm. many components, I guess, of running a payroll.
Absolutely. Time off accrual. I mean, simple things that are necessary for the business to run. can be very complicated. Tax liability is huge for people. Workman's comp. There's a lot of different facets to it. What we do that I think is probably keeps us really unique is some people like to fax in or call in their payroll, and we can handle that. You know, very sort of, you know, on the small business side, a lot of people aren't sophisticated. But we can also take care of people that we have a platform called Evolution, so you can literally do everything online. There's, you know, no spreadsheet, no middleman involved. You go right into the system through a software interface, enter everything, and then you hand it over to a customer service rep. And the CSR teams that we have, they work in three. So you always have somebody who's familiar with your account, and it just gets handled. And you can kind of go about the rest of your day, do what you do best, and let the experts handle whatever has to happen in terms of payroll.
And of course, that's all secure. It's all password protected at the highest level.
It is. It is.
And then your company writes the checks. I mean, the paychecks, if it's done that way rather than direct deposit, you are the ones who issue that.
We do. And we have. I think another thing too that's unique is we work with local banks, and so the money is actually put through local banks as well, and we're connected financially to those institutions, and we can handle direct deposit. We can handle. We have construction companies that are all on a Visa prepaid check card. So people just have a card and everything gets direct deposited that way, or live check. Some business owners still want to sign those checks. They still want to check them themselves visually, and they feel good about writing mm-hmm. their name on that check and giving it to that employee personally. So we try to offer everything as simple or as sophisticated as somebody needs. And we've been doing it successfully for 27 years. So,
yeah, I want to talk a little bit about the background of the company. First, let me just mention when you first deal or meet a potential new client, you sit down with them and review what their system is, what their preferences are.
Absolutely.
I guess the flow of their business. You mentioned construction, which is an area which perhaps has a great deal of activity for a short time and then perhaps quieter, and then another contract comes along. So there's an ebb and flow to their needs, perhaps.
There is. I mean, every industry has its own unique characteristics. What we do that's a little bit different, I think, is we actually have a sales process called RDOS, and we come in, and the R stands for relationship. Our retention rate is 97%, which is unique in our industry. We also do quarterly reviews. So we go out and we sit down with people. Are we doing our job? Are we meeting your expectations? What we sold you and what we promised you, have we delivered on it? And, you know, if we haven't, we tweak things, we change things. But we always are in the seat of the student when we meet with people. And the DOS part of it is talking to them about dangers, opportunities, and strengths, and looking at their business from their side of the table, not just as another vendor coming through the door, and finding out what do they need to feel like they're going to be a success professionally and personally over the next 3 to 5 years. How do we fit into that? How can we free them up and help them from a business side, not just being a payroll vendor, but really partnering with them? And that's kind of a unique part of our process.
And I wanted to highlight the HR resources that you offer, because mm-hmm. I know that on your website you have the ability for your customers to download sample contracts, to look at latest regulations. The world mm-hmm. of HR, hiring and firing, is fraught with legal minds.
Yes.
And talk a little bit about how Payday Inc. can assist a small business with that kind of information.
We have a couple different products. Really, the expertise falls to Jessica and Alyssa in our HR department. We do complimentary HR audits, which is unique. One of the things I like to do is offer those to all of our new payroll customers. Typically, they don't know what they don't know. So we can come in and talk to them, and Alyssa will meet with them for a few hours and basically give them a checkup. Here are the main things. And then you were referring to some of the legal issues. Mm-hmm. And there's a tremendous amount of exposure for employers right. that don't realize what they haven't addressed. So we can come in and do something as basic as that. We offer a product where they can go in and have access to an employee handbook, the basic frequently asked questions about running a company on the human resource side. We have Ask an Expert, which is, I think, $25 a month, and you can send and get a response within a few days. And most of the time, it's within a few hours. But we have a company that we partner with out of California that provides all that expert advice. Then Alyssa, in fact, is the virtual HR manager for a number of companies in both Albuquerque and Santa Fe, where they're really looking for someone to lean on almost a full-time basis. And she comes in and does monthly reviews and is there to help them, even up to hiring and firing. So we can cover the whole gamut.
So you mentioned the help desk. It's a situation where you can give the question the information. I've got this circumstance that I'm worried about, or guide me in the right direction, because there's a thousand different potential situations that can arise, and you want to treat your employees and staff fairly. Of course, you want to follow the law and make sure that you're crossing the T's and dotting the I's. But so Payday provides that kind of service as well to its clients.
Absolutely. We try to come in and really evaluate everything from top to bottom. My role really is the payroll guy, the payroll expert, working on my certification, as a matter of fact, because it's required in our industry. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it's changing and it's complex. But Alyssa really is the HR component, and then Paula handles all of our benefits. So we have in-house experts that are subject matter experts, and we try to come in and offer that completely as simple a need, or as big a need and as difficult or complex a situation, and provide those resources to all of our clients.
Let's give your contact information. If someone's considering learning about outsourcing their payroll, learning about Payday, how can they reach you?
Easiest way is email, and that's gary@paydayinc.com. So it's just gary@paydayinc.com. The main number is 505-255-5433. Lena's on the front desk. If you ask to be transferred to me at extension 341, she will do so.
And let's talk about a typical client. We've been talking about small business, but how do you define small business? Is it somebody who's got two or three employees all the way up to 500 somewhere?
We cover the gamut. We have a couple of local artists that are one or two man shops, and we work with those. We also can handle up to, you know, I think one of our largest customers, which includes a location in Hawaii, is probably about 1,000 people. So as whatever the need arises, we can cover it. The typical business, there's a ton of hotels and restaurants here in Santa Fe, so we've got a lot of connections with those folks that mm-hmm. we're working with. But it's really any size business. The software actually allows us to create the type of sophistication that larger clients are used to. So we can. It's not a one size fits all in terms of our solution, but we feel like we have a lot to offer pretty much any size business.
I also want to emphasize again where we started, that it saves time, it's more efficient, it takes the mistakes out of it.
Absolutely.
I mentioned back in a former life I used to do payroll calculation myself. I don't miss it at all.
No.
I've learned the lesson of using an outsourced expert instead of trying to struggle. It's hard enough to run a business already without doing payroll every week. So, speaking with Gary Warren, he's with Payday Inc. They are a member of the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce. They have a lot of clients up here in Santa Fe. They've been around for 26 years. And in fact, the owners of the company live in Santa Fe. We're going to talk a little bit about them when we come back. This is Business Matters from the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce. You can always find out more information about our organization, santafechamber.com. It also has a calendar on there with all our upcoming events and networking opportunities listed. We're going to take a break. Back in a minute. Welcome back. This is Business Matters from the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce. I'm Simon Brackley. I'm president of the Chamber. It's my pleasure to be here every week speaking with local business people, speaking with Chamber members about their businesses. We have a huge range of members in our organization. We have a little over 900 members. We welcome businesses of all sizes to join the Chamber, take advantage of our benefits. One of, I think, the biggest benefits is getting shared resources and getting contacts from other business resources in town. One of those resources is the ability to outsource your payroll through a company like Payday Inc. And my guest Gary Warren is with Payday Inc. Gary, now Payday is based in Albuquerque, but the owners of your company live right here in Santa Fe.
Andy and
Silvana Siegel, who are here.
They are Santa Fe locals. The other thing too, I think that's really exciting. They have, over the course of time, developed relationships with both the Santa Fe Opera and also early childhood development programs that are here. And they literally give thousands of dollars a year back into the community to different social efforts and participate at that level. And that's I think, an important component of the culture of Payday as a company, is that there's the tenure of the people and the culture that they've built. The fact that Andy was so impressed with the customer service model from the Ritz-Carlton that we've adopted it. So every morning we get together and we go over one of the basic components, either a value we have as a company, or we talk about a particular aspect of that model of customer service that we've incorporated into our culture and how we take care of people. So there's a lot to be said for the longevity of the company and the caliber of the people that are there, and just the way that we sort of are woven into the local fabric, not just business, but socially too. So
I think that's particularly important in a business like payroll, because you're really a sort of intimate partner with a business. People are trusting you. They need to trust your advice. They need to share their payroll salary information,
yes,
all that kind of stuff, which is, you know, it's very, very private information, and they need to be able to trust the company they're working with.
Absolutely. There's a lot of credit to Andy's ability and Silvana's ability to hire people and retain talented people. So we have people that are tax experts and that are really knowledgeable of these things. So you're working with what I would say is a group of trusted advisors. There isn't one sort of rock star within the company. Everybody really does work as a team and make sure that the customers are taken care of and they're kept satisfied.
Let's talk about staffing a little bit, because I think
Sure.
you're sort of moving in that direction.
That actually is a recent development, and it's very interesting. Carlos and Silas, who happened to partner together a few years back, and there is Santa Fe Staffing and Marcia Owens Brown, which is a local company. Fantastic guys. Silas, I've gotten to know over the last few years, and he's a really good guy. But they have partnered with Andy and Silvana on the staffing side of the house. So there was, at one point, I think, sort of a little bit of a false start, because staffing in and of itself, as Silas would tell you, is a very unique animal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Andy and Silvana had gone down that road at one point. And, you know, I just don't think that it turned out the way they had hoped. But with this partnership now, we can offer staffing as well. So on the HR side, when Alyssa's coming in and evaluating things, if somebody's looking for a specific skill set or a particular set of talent that they're trying to identify that person, we now have a group of guys that are tremendously experienced. And Annette actually works out of the Albuquerque office and is helping to identify those people and bring them to the table. So it's another aspect of the business that we've gotten right and that we do well.
I've actually had Silas as a guest on the show, and we've talked about using an agency to find those key people for an organization, and what a great job he does by, say, filtering, but certainly identifying the right people who have the right skills. And it goes beyond just taking a computer test as well. It's the right attitude. It's the right culture for a particular
Definitely.
Small business. It can make a lot of difference when you bring in a new person as part of a small team. And he's very tuned into the almost the chemistry of that particular type of business.
I would have to agree with you. It's a lot more art than science, and Silas has his fingers on the pulse of that. He has a knack for identifying people and knowing how to look at it from both sides. I think that he's been able to get the candidates happy, and the companies that are looking are very satisfied too. So it's a good blend.
Let's talk about benefits a little bit.
Sure. Another aspect of the equation with companies is benefits, and health benefits, as you know, is an ever evolving, ever changing, much like HR. And in our office, Paula is our resident expert. And what we typically do in the process, that part of our sales process, is find out where the pain is, you know, where the companies feel like they want to make changes or do better, or where they've just identified that their current benefit package just simply doesn't work anymore. And we're able to come in, and I think that she has cataloged in her mind about 160 different plans, because she can rattle everything off, and working with local healthcare providers, dental providers, vision providers, and really help companies identify what package makes sense for them. Again, if there's one thing I could say that's a strength of ours, it's tailoring our message and tailoring our product. So, you know, we're looking at the company and what they really are asking for, making sure that we're presenting those solutions, including benefits.
That segues me back to our Brand Bag Lunch. I'm going to mention this again coming up on November the 7th. The Chamber is hosting a Brand Bag Lunch about healthcare reform and its consequences for small business. Anne Sperling from Daniels Insurance is going to be our presenter. It starts at 11:45 at the Chamber office, our new office at 1644 St. Michael's Drive. It's on November the 7th, starts at 11:45, will probably run till about 1:15. It's free for chamber members. It's $10 for non-members. We do need an RSVP to 988-3279. But as Gary has just been saying, the whole world of benefits, healthcare is changing all the time. And our intention through this presentation is to inform our members about some of the changes that are coming down from Washington, D.C. It's the day after the election, so we'll be able to have some sense of what change may or may not be coming from this point forward. But huge changes in the whole world of healthcare and mandates. Lots of them start in 2014, but there's a lot of local New Mexico changes that are coming up sooner. So educate yourself by coming to our brown bag lunch. It's on November 7th, 11:45 at the Chamber. Need to RSVP to 988-3279. Just have a couple of minutes left, Gary. What do you enjoy about working for Payday and working for a payroll provider?
I think the biggest thing is it's such a integral part of running a business is paying your people and making sure that they're getting paid correctly and helping people solve problems, seeing their face when they realize that you do have answers, because they are typically, most of the clients that we meet with are on overwhelm, or they're concerned. I know I want to make a change. I want to go local. I've been dealing with a large national provider, but my concern is, can you meet my needs? And the relief on their face is when they realize that in their own backyard is a company that is sophisticated and streamlined and talented enough to handle their concerns, their questions, and actually, you know, deal with it and jump in there as a partner. That feels really good to help people with that.
Online, paydayinc.com. Paydayinc.com is the website. You can reach Gary through the website. Give him a call. They've been a chamber member for a long time. They're invested in Santa Fe. It's great to have you here.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.